T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Making a case.
I strongly believe that these developments are in the interest of justice.
Tension in the streets.
They told us that they would tear gas us and then it would get worse.
Former defense chief unloads on the president.
James Mattis says he's trying to divide the American people.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. Emotions are running high in Minneapolis. All four police officers in the George Floyd death have now been charged. And today, attention there will turn to the first of several memorials for the man who died in custody. CBS's Jeff Pagaz begins our coverage in Minneapolis.
We have to have justice.
For George Floyd's brother, Philonis, justice doesn't stop at arrests and an upgraded charge. He believes Derek Chauvin knew what he was doing and should face the most serious charge of first-degree murder.
They was pleading for their life, like, please, please, just let him breathe. Get off of him. Get off of him. He was just looking at them like they was in a cage or something, like, you can't get to me.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said the charges are the first step.
Every single link in the prosecutorial chain must be strong. Trying this case will not be an easy thing.
But Attorney Benjamin Crump believes the video will make it clear to any jury.
We have an expectation of justice.
But do you really think you will in this case?
I believe we would get a conviction in this case.
You do?
I absolutely do. Yes. This video is horrific.
In New York City, hours after a Brooklyn curfew took hold, police say a man stabbed a police officer, and in a gun battle that followed, two cops suffered wounds to their hands. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Thank God all of our officers will recover.
CBS's Jerika Duncan is in New York.
The other three officers are being charged.
Hundreds of protesters in New York City erupted in cheers.
I think it's the right decision, obviously, but I still don't think it's enough. It's a bigger problem than just George Floyd.
NYPD officers cracked down on demonstrators in Brooklyn. Witnesses say there were no calls for the crowd to disperse. And in a chaotic scene, police used their batons to physically move a large crowd of protesters.
They're pushing us! They're pushing us! They're pushing us!
It was in sharp contrast to Seattle, where the mayor canceled the city's nightly curfew because of the size and peaceful nature of the crowd. And in Detroit, the demonstrations were also allowed to run long.
In New Orleans, police used tear gas on a protest crowd on a bridge.
They told us that it would be peaceful and that they stood with us. And then all of a sudden they told us that if we went any further, it would get worse.
And in Chicago, video shows police breaking the windows of a car outside a mall, pulling out two women who were suspected of looting. Mia Wright was one of them.
I felt like an animal. They pulled me by my hair, dragged me out the vehicle, had my face down on the concrete. Officer had his knee in my neck.
With a heavy federal law enforcement presence in Washington, D.C., President Trump was asked on Newsmax TV if he should be the one to express some comfort and healing.
We need healing, but we also need strength, and we need toughness, and we need law and order. We need it all, but we do need healing.
Mr. Trump is at odds with his current defense secretary over the possible use of the military, and CBS's Cammy McCormick says his former Pentagon chief, Jim Mattis, is speaking out.
Mattis accused President Trump of trying to divide the American people. He said the president doesn't even pretend to try. This statement, published in The Atlantic, says the nation is witnessing the consequences of 3 years without mature leadership.
On Twitter, the president called Mattis the world's most overrated general. As CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us, we're also hearing from a former president.
Former President Barack Obama called for police reform.
Chokeholds, strangleholds, just saying that's not what we do. You don't need that.
In the town hall, he spoke directly to young men and women of color.
I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know that your lives matter, that your dreams matter.
Mr. Obama's comments come as his predecessors are also condemning recent events in remarkably candid terms. Former President George W. Bush said he's anguished by the brutal suffocation of George Floyd and that it's time for America to examine our tragic failures. Former President Bill Clinton said that no one deserves to die the way George Floyd did, and the truth is, if you're white in America, the chances are you won't. And former President Jimmy Carter adding, "We need a government as good as its people."
Virginia's governor is expected to say more today about a plan to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from downtown Richmond. It's been a flashpoint for demonstrators.
It needs to go. We need to remember, but at the end of the day, we can't praise this.
It'll likely be moved to a different location. In a just-released CBS News poll, 8 in 10 Americans say race relations are getting worse or staying the same. Three people were killed when an unusual and furious storm ripped through the Philadelphia area. Heavy damage at Joe Rossi's apartment building in Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
A gust of wind came through, and it just, the whole roof ripped up and was in the middle of the street.
A lot of trees came down. Officials say power could be out in some places for several days. Overseas, around 40 people injured when a man at a school went on a rampage with a knife in China. Asia correspondent Raimi Innocencio.
The attack happened at a kindergarten in the southern Chinese province of Guangxi. Chinese state media identified the attacker as a security guard at that school. Television reports show children being carried by medical staff and parents at a local health clinic. No motive is known, and the guard in question has been detained.
Back here at home in the NFL, players are speaking out over what two of the game's top white stars have said in light of the latest protests over racial injustice. CBS's Steve Futterman.
These are the comments of New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees that have rubbed many athletes the wrong way.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America.
Brees on Yahoo was responding to a question about NFL players kneeling during the national anthem as a sign of protest. His Saints teammate Malcolm Jenkins posted an emotional response.
If you don't understand how hurtful, how insensitive your comments are, you are part of the problem.
And Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers says kneeling has never been about the anthem or flag.
It seems the pandemic has another major business on the edge.
The world's largest movie theater chain says it may not survive the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. In a public filing, AMC says the crisis has robbed it of revenue from admissions, food, and beverage sales and produced profound uncertainty about its future. Analysts believe AMC could file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and continue operating. Theaters are closed through at least the end of the month. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Just before it was to begin streaming, the documentary We Are Freestyle Love Supreme, about a hip-hop improv group with Lin-Manuel Miranda and others, has postponed its release out of solidarity with protesters. The group said their collective attention is turned toward more pressing concerns. The film was set to debut on Hulu tomorrow. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.